नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सद्गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 14 प्रेयर्स बाय ब्रह्मा एंड टुडे इज द लास्ट वर्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर वर्स 61। एवं विहारै कौमारै कौमारं जहतो व्रजे। नीलायनैहि सेतु बन्धै मरकट उत्पलांकादिभिः एवं विहारहि कौमारहि कौमारं जहतुर्व्रजे। नीलायन हि सेतु बन्धये मरकट उत्पलवनादिभिः एवं विहारहि कौमारहि कौमारं जहतो व्रजे। निरायन हि सेतु बन्धये मर्कट उत्पलवनादिभिः एवं दस विहारहि विथ पास्ट टाइम कौमारहि ऑफ द बॉयहुड कौमाराम द चाइल्डहुड एज अप टू 5 years जहोतः दे पास्ट व्रजे इन द लैंड ऑफ वृंदावन। नीलायनैहि विथ स्पोर्ट ऑफ चेजिंग विथ सॉरी चेजिंग अबाउट सेतु बंधई विद बिल्डिंग ऑफ ब्रिजेस मरकट उत्पावन विद द जंपिंग अराउंड ऑफ मंकीज आदि भी एंड सो ऑन। translation by Divine Grace, the disciple of the Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this way, the boys spend their childhood in the land of Vrindavan, playing hide and go seek, building play bridges, jumping about like monkeys, and engage in many other such games. So please repeat.
In this way,
the boys spend their childhood in the land of Vrindavan, playing hide and go seek, building play bridges, jumping about like monkeys, and engaging in many other such games. Purport. According to Srila Sanatana Goswami, the word niliya nahi refers to games such as hide and go seek, or cops and robbers. Sometimes the boys would jump around like monkeys in Lord Ramachandra's army, and then enact the building of bridge of Sri Lanka by constructing play bridges in lakes or ponds. Sometimes the boy would imitate the pastime of churning the ocean of milk, and sometimes they would play catch with balls. We can find full player in the spiritual world with the simple condition that everything be performed in pure love of Godhead, Krishna consciousness. Om Agyan Timarandas Gyan Anjan Shlakaya Chakshur Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Padakamalam Sri Guram Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sagara Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadavetam Savadhutam Parijan Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vidhakavitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Mandu Jagatpati Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastat Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwana Sute Devi Pranamami Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. So, this question was asked by Parikshit Maharaj, that the pastime of stealing the calves and cowherd boys took place at the age of 4. And it is the age of 5 when it came to be known. How come that? This was the question in this chapter. And the answer to this is that this time is a moment of Brahma's life and 1 year of earthly life. So what is the difference between the moment of Brahma's life and earthly 1 year? The blinking of eye. Actually, it's blinking of eye. So this is the this is the answer, because there is a difference of time. So time and space both are under Sri Krishna's control. And this is more vividly explained in Krishna's later pastime. When Krishna was fighting with Shalva in Dwarka, and next moment, by the speed of mind, he came to Mathura to fight with Dantvakar. This is in the 77th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Krishna was at Rajasuya sacrifice, Shishupal was delivered there. Then Shalva, who has an enviousness with Krishna and Yadavas, because he was defeated in the marriage of Rukmani at Kondipur. So he wanted to take revenge from them, so he worshipped Lord Shiva. And after 1 year, Lord Shiva, knowing that the benediction will be fruitless, he said, "What do you want?" He said, I need a spaceship, which should not be conquered by anybody." And then with that he attacked Dwarka, and Pradyumna and others were fighting. It took 27 days. Then Krishna reached there. Krishna destroyed the Saurabh ship and Shalva. And then Narada told that Dantavakar is in Mathura looking for you for fight. So Dantavakar did not go to the Dwarka. Dantavakar went to the Indraprastha because his friend Shishupal was killed. From there he came to Mathura looking for Krishna. And Krishna thought, if Mathura there is nobody, but if he goes to the Vrindavan, then my Brijvasis will be in trouble. So Krishna, with the speed of mind, came to Vrindavan. And this Dantavakar was alone on the foot with a club in his hand. Krishna came on his chariot, but then he left the chariot and came down to establish the rule of the Kshatriya Dharma. The opponent don't have a chariot. If he is on the ground, then Krishna also came on ground. And Krishna also came with a club. And then he killed in one day Dantavakar. And Vidurith came and Krishna killed him. And after that Krishna crossed the Yamuna and came to Vrindavan. And he lived 2 months in Vrindavan. And after that he entered Dwarka, and all those, they were waiting for Krishna to come back. They did not enter back to Dwarka. They were waiting for Krishna. 2 months passed. And when Krishna reached there, they said, "Oh, just you came so early, so quickly." And then they entered all together in Dwarka. So 2 months passed. Here 1 year passed. There 2 months passed. And there's a nice description by the acharyas about Krishna coming back to Vrindavan. And at that time, actually, he took all his associates, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Kirtida, and all the coward boys, gopis, on a chariot back to Goloka. In one farm. In the other farm, he is living right now in Vrindavan, in unmanifest pastime. And in third farm, he mounted on a chariot and left for Dwarka. So this is, it appears paradox or controversy of the time and space, but Krishna is controller of the time and space. That is because he is Bhagavan, he is all powerful. But now in this verse, after this pastime of Brahma, Vimohan Leela, Kaumar, say Viharai. Viharai, Vihar means actually enjoyment. Vihar means going for picnic. Generally, Vihar means excursion, picnic. Viharai, Kaumarai. Kaumarai is a age up till 5 years. this pastime took place right here, where there's Chomoha and the villages around. And Krishna, for the safety of Krishna, Nanda Baba left Gokul when Krishna was 3 years and 4 months old. And this Leela is Kaumara Leela. So 4 year until 5 year. Kaumar means up till 5 year. Then is Pongal till 10 year. And then till 15 year it is Kishore. It is also interesting how when Krishna lived only 10 years and 8 months or something, 9 months in Vrindavan. In one sense, his pastime with the gopis, which is Kishore Leela, and he was not Kishore in that sense, he was only, say, 10 years old, is entering into Kishore. So this is, again, by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, when Krishna is 3 years, he looked like 5 years. So his age is also according to his own sweet will. And then another interesting thing is, his Kumar Leela is now ending. Then he goes to the Pongal Leela. What about those who are the devotees of Vatsalya Prem and they only want to hear Kumar Leela? It's over? No. This Kumar Leela, when it ends here in Vrindavan, it appears in some other planet simultaneously. It ends here and it starts somewhere else. It is also eternal. This pastime is also continuous. It's going on. And when Pongal Leela is over here, it will start in somewhere else. So this is going on. This is called Nitya Leela. It's continuous. So Viharai Kaumarai Kaumarakaihi Jahatu, Jahatu, the one meaning of Jahatu is past, and then the other meaning written by Jiva Goswami and others, secretly, away from the villages, playing in the forest, because the word is Vanai, because they are going to the forest and sub-forest. Jahatu, Vrja, only in Vrja. They never left Vrja. It is only in Vrja. So this pastime, Kumar Leela, is only in Vrja. Even this Leela is not in Golok. That Krishna is not taking birth in Golok either. So this Leela is nowhere else. It's only in Vrja. Kumar Kai Jatau Brije, only in Brije. And then what different plays they were doing? Well, it says Neelanai. So this is Sanatana Goswami Pad said, hiding and seeking. Some coward boys hiding, and there was looking for them, and the other meaning of this is the cob and the thief. So somebody become thief and the, where is this pastime? Thief and cop. Kamya one. It is on the other side from Mathura towards Kamya one. And yet Yashoda's mother lives in near to the Kamya one. It means the maternal relation of Krishna is near to the, in a village near to the Kamya one. So Krishna oftentimes goes there too with mother Yashoda. And coward boys, this Leela, this pastime, what are the two pastime here, they are in the Kamya one? One is that of hiding and say thief and cop, and where, this is the time when who came? Vaimasur. It was Vaimasur pastime, so he was taking the boys and hiding into the cave. And Setu Badai,
There is also in Kamya 1 an imitating Lord Ramachandra the monkeys. So in Markati, sometimes the word Markat is used in singular when pastime is in a palace of Nanda Baba, then there is a Markat in singular. In Damodar Leela it is in singular. And rest of the Braj, Markatai, which means monkeys, is in plural. So some acharya write that when it is in singular, it is Hanuman coming there. Because singular is the most eternal and intimate devotee of Lord Krishna. So what games they were playing? Setu Badai. Neela nai setu badai markat utpalvan adibhi means other games. The most important line in the purport is this. We can find full pleasure in the spiritual world. So in the spiritual world there is variegatedness, there is variety, and there is full engagement with pleasure. It's not this pastime, all these pastimes prove that Krishna is not impersonal and his associate is not, they are not interested in nirvishesh. Nirvishesh means no variety, homogeneous. So this line is against, it is defeating the Mayavad concept of Nirvisheshvad. There is a variety, you can play with Krishna. So this one line, in the spiritual world there is a full prayer, you will find full pleasure. Why should not be pleasure? The spiritual world is also Satchit Ananda. So it is Anand there, full Anand is there. The spiritual world is non-different than Krishna. Dhamma, Nama, Rupa, Leela, four things. Dhamma means abode, Nama means holy name, and Rupa means Krishna's form, and Leela means pastime. All are Satchit Anand and eternal, and by meditation of all, by and we can be in association of Krishna. So when Srila Rupa Goswami is describing the type of kirtan, he said Nam kirtan, Guna kirtan, Leela kirtan. There are different types, and Dhamma kirtan also, Rupa kirtan also. It's Krishna's beautiful forms, kirtan of, say, most of the Bhagavatam is a kirtan of Krishna's form. Krishna's pastime, Leela Kirtan. And the second line says, with simple condition that everything be performed in pure love of God, in simple condition. What is the meaning of simple condition? If we go back to the slogan Prabhupada has given, simple living. Simple living. So simple living, what is the benefit of simple living? The benefit of simple living is we will be free from influence of Maya. By simple living, we will be free from the influence of three modes of material nature. Because simply we don't have anything, what Maya will do? There is no Maya in the spiritual world, so it is simple living. Why it is simple? Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface of Bhagavad Gita that our movement is authentic, is historical, it is natural. Simply natural. was just meditating what natural means, what naturally what people want in this world, to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. And there is all bliss and pleasure in the spiritual world, and Prabhupada established this Krishna consciousness with the same motive to make people happy, and it is natural. Happiness is natural. So I was meditating what actually natural means. Then I asked many people, when you are happy, what do? Then always there are only three answers. When there is a happiness, we have a party, we enjoy the eating, then we sing something, and then we dance. This is the way you can show your happiness. The only the way you can show your happiness by eating, dancing and singing. There's only once in a while when there's a marriage or birth party. But here in Krishna consciousness, every day there is singing, dancing and feasting. Every day. So this is natural or not? It's completely natural. This is a natural tendency of the liberated soul, not conditioned soul. It's a natural tendency of liberated soul. Krishna's walking in Vrindavan is dancing. When he walks, he's dancing. All his coward boys are dancing because they are in bliss, happy. And what they were doing when Brahma came? Feasting. They were feasting. And then dancing like monkeys, jumping. Pastime. Then the other thing which is very important, which is most important actually, as a culture, that they were playing the games which are pastime of Supreme Lord. The churning of the milk ocean. Bhagavatam. Practically, children of 5 year age or under five playing these pastime of highest philosophy of Bhagavatam. So it means this is Vedic culture. Not they are playing with the guns and bombs like today's children. No. The pastime of churning the milk ocean, pastime of bridging a building a bridge on the pond and thinking Ramachandra's monkey are making a bridge to the Lanka. What consciousness of these boys at the age of Kumar? This is the age, if the consciousness is a Krishna consciousness, and the last word says, this is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. So these pastimes, when we read, are actually to appreciate Krishna as God, even when he's 5 year old or 4 year old or 5 day old, he's God. That's the one philosophical point we can take out from this past, all these pastime till now, that Krishna is less than 5 year, but he is God, and all his activities are extraordinary. He's beyond the time and space. And everything is under his control. And he's giving pleasure to all those who associate with him. Anybody who associates with Krishna is always blissful. The second thing we have to practically institute in our culture is the children should be given the games to play, because this is the age which is called pranamaya. Annamaya and pranamaya. Annamaya means by food you survive, and then pranamaya means now you have a energy to do something. Children are always, you know, restless, they want to do something. If they are engaged in games which are the pastime of Supreme Lord, they will burn their energy, but that is a spiritual excursion or vihar. So this is something, by reading this, we should teach our grastas that in a family they should have this type of pastimes already there. And there's one pastime, they said, catch ball. They used to make ball with some cloth and chipta is the word is there. They used to throw here, there, catching ball. So catching ball is one pastime. There is all light, but the other pastime are both pastime of Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra and Krishna, which they were. Krishna is imitating with all those boys. So this culture, sometime I told you, this Damodar Leela pastime is so popular in villages. Still the children, they tie a rope around their belly and they put behind them a earthen small, what is called, ukhal, the... What is the word for that? Mortar. And then they go, and then that goes behind that. Even as I said, the thread which is on some old wooden thing, and the thread was on that tied, and that looks like small okal. They put a wire and put behind small children, and he just crawl, and the behind that goes. It is nothing, but it gives a. Devotee is a high vibhava. It's called vibhava in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Vibhava means stimulants to awaken the Krishna, bhava of Krishna or love of Krishna. These pastimes are the best anubhava for rasa. So these are the two things can be understood from this. Lord Ramchandra's army and then enact building a bridge. When I read Ramchandra's army, this is the only army on the planet which was zero budget army. Ramchandra has an army which is zero budget. Soldiers don't need the uniform. They don't need housing or barracks. They don't need ammunition and guns. All these great monkeys, they were using the big boulders and the trees, eating on the fruits, no food, no mess, nothing. The zero budget army. Nobody has used such army on the planet. And is it easy really to discipline the monkey in an army discipline? No, not at all possible. But Ramachandra is so sober, supreme personality of the God that all the monkeys were disciplined there. It's very impossible to believe in, but this is only God that we can believe. Only one monkey in that whole army misbehaved with not misbehaved, but actually did not really respect Lakshman. Who was that? Drivad. Only one in that whole army was a little bit, but you can say rebellious of the... And then Balaram has actually to deliver him. So they were playing so many games of the monkeys, jumping like monkeys, building the bridge like monkeys. Well, this is here with the children, but also with the gopis, same pastimes are there. Oh, Krishna says, I was same Ram. He said, Ram, he built bridge. How can you build bridge? He said, I can make a bridge. He asked, called the all monkeys, and then monkeys made the bridge. So another thing which we can learn from all these pastimes is when Sri Krishna is coming himself as Swayam Bhagavan, then the all incarnations, they are within his own transcendental form. All the incarnation, are within Krishna. Therefore, he is Puran Avatar, complete incarnation. All the incarnation are already within him. So all the pastime of all incarnation can be enacted by Krishna. The other some are ansa or kala or something, part and part and part, say partial part, something like that. But Krishna is complete because he has all included in him. And he can perform any pastime. So there is not much to say. Maybe we can discuss something now if we like. The next is killing of the Dhenuka, the S demon. Chapter 15 will start tomorrow. And yesterday, or before that, was the Shruti Phal of this pastime. You all heard that Shruti Phal? Any person who hear or chant these pastime, Lord Murari performed with his cowherd friends the killing of Agasur, the taking of the lunch on the forest grass, the Lord's manifestation of transcendental forms, and the wonderful prayers offered by Lord Brahma is sure to achieve all spiritual desires. Why word spiritual desires is written here? Huh? Akhila Artham. If we simply hear this narration, it is called Shruti Phal. And after Shruti Phal, the last verse which today we have discussed actually is a seed for the next chapter. Is a seed of it, because after Shruti Phal chapter is over. So then there is a seed of the next chapter that they played many other pastime. Then Parikshit will ask, what are the other pastime? Then the other pastime will start. So this is the way Bhagavatam is described. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments or some other discussion?
I have some questions.
Yes, Tribhuvana. Some philosophical question in your mind.
Yes, I want to
say. Everything in our mind is a mental concoction. if it is in your heart, then it's all right. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Yes. God is not?
He is not God.
God is not God.
Okay.
God is not God.
Yes.
Definitely sounds like mental speculation.
Yes.
God is not God for the pure devotees.
So first of all, let me, this Brahma with Mohan Lila, how does he help us to build our community? That is one. So
how
does he help us build our community? That is one. So I want to build on it now. Okay, we see, we remember some time ago, we are having some problem with one of the students get drawn like that. Here, Brahma told the children, and he's offering prayer, and the Lord is just neutral. If we have a community like this, and something happened to the children,
I don't understand.
If we have a community, and something happened to the children, we know that a lot of people all over the world begin to just raise the story, oh, so many things have happened. But yet, because the Lord is always the Lord, it turns the situation around. So how do we use this, you know, freedom for Brahma and the Lord to be our community.
One, Srila Prabhupada's third, let me see if I can find out. I was reading a purport by Srila Prabhupada from 3rd canto, chapter 9, verse number 31. It is cited herein by the Lord that during his daytime, Brahma could see him as Lord Sri Krishna. He would appreciate how the Lord expanded himself into all the calves during his childhood at Vrindavan. He would know how Yoga Maya saw all the universes. How Yashoda Mai saw all the universes and planetary system within the mouth of Krishna during his playful childhood pastime. And he would also see that there are many millions of Brahma during the appearance of Lord Krishna in Brahma's daytime. But all these manifestations of the Lord appearing everywhere in his eternal transcendent form cannot be understood by any one but the pure devotees who are always engaged in devotional service to the Lord and are fully absorbed in the Lord. The high qualification of Brahma are also indicated here. I think a purport before this is also good. The mercy the Lord bestow upon particular person engaged in executing the responsible work entrusted upon to him is beyond imagination, but his mercy is received due to our penance and perseverance in executing devotional service. Brahma was entrusted with the work of creating the planetary system. The Lord instructed him that when he meditated, he would very easily know where and how the planetary system must be arranged. Okay, this is not actually, I wanted to tell something. This is the same. The same assurance is given to the Brahma in the second canto, chapter 9, verse 36. Being so favored by the Lord, Brahma's scheme and plans are all infallible. If sometime Brahma is seen to be bewildered, as in the 10th canto, he is bewildered by seeing the action of the internal potency. Brahma is bewildered by internal potency. There is also for his further advancement in transcendental service. This bewilderment of Brahma, Prabhupada writes, is for his further advancement in transcendental service. And then Srila Prabhupada says, Arjuna is found to be similarly bewildered. All such bewilderment of the pure devotees of the Lord is specifically meant for their further advancement in knowledge of the Lord. See, so this is for the knowledge of, for our own advancement. This is for the advancement of Brahma. This is the for advancement of Brahma. And why Krishna has this pastime with Brahma? Last time I told you there are many reasons for this pastime. Krishna has multiple purpose to serve
by this pastime. All the gopis, they were eager to feed Krishna their breast milk because they were thinking only Yashoda has that opportunity. And the other elderly gopi has a Vatsalya bhav. All the cows were eager to actually give their milk to Krishna. So Krishna now become the cowherd boys, and every mother has the opportunity to love Krishna as a cowherd boy. And every cow is now feeding the calf, which is none other than Krishna. So Krishna has fulfilled his desire of all the Vatsalya Mayi, gopis and cows. And this is the time Sandalya Rishi has made announcement that any girl of 5 years, under 5 years, if it is married, then they will always remain fortunate. So all the Braj girls were married to the gopas, and these gopas were none other than Krishna. Because this is the another reason. And Krishna thought, well, everybody is telling me that I am butter thief. I am only stealing butter. But I am now going to have a pastime in which the Vedagya, one who knows all Veda of Brahma, is going to be a thief, not of the butter, but of the calves and cowherd boys. So he's a big thief, not me. So Krishna has so many purposes actually from a different angles to fulfill. So I don't know exactly, we can discuss per one to one what you want to know. Yes, Prabhu, Panchagora Das.
What I understand from his question was that when Brahma stole the cowherd boys, it was like for us, if somebody stole all our children, we'd freak out and or something bad happened. But just like Devaki's sons were all killed, but then if you look into the history, they were the sons of Rishi, they laughed at Lord Brahma, they were cursed like Aranyakashipu, then they took birth. So Krishna covers Yoga Maya for all the conditioned souls, Mahamaya for all the conditioned souls, and Yoga Maya for Leela pastime. So things that do happen, even in today's society, we shouldn't be like astonished. This is just the laws of karma, laws of nature. There's some plan behind the whole thing. You know, how the community will think, why these things happen to devotees or ISKCON or blah, blah. These are all just...
I think what you are saying is like that everything which is happening to the devotee is not by karma. This is what Bhishma Pitama told to the Yudhishthira Maharaj, that you Pandava's suffering is not by your karma. It is the plan of Krishna. He said it is under the control of time. And then Bhishma Pitama pointed his finger to Krishna and he said time is under his control. So he has arranged all this. So in a devotee's life, Krishna has his Yoga Maya. It's not Mahamaya, because Bhakta means devotee, Bhagavan means Supreme Lord, and Bhakti means devotional service. All three are beyond the material Maya or Mahamaya. They all three, Prabhupada writes this, Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti are beyond Maya. So it is Krishna's plan actually. Whatever happens in our temple here, Krishna Balaram is actually orchestra, it is their orchestra. They are doing this. So we simply should be instrument. And then everything will go nicely. No problem. Yes, Maharaj, Dandavat.
Yes, everything is under the control of Krishna. Not a single blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. But we should also be careful. We should be also attentive. We should not be neglectful of our duties and be careless, saying, everything is going to happen. What's going to happen is going to happen. No. If we can prevent things which is, drastic. But ultimately, Krishna is in control. But we should still be responsible, do our own duties.
There are two philosophies, Maharaj, what you are speaking, there are two philosophies. One is called Karmavad and one is called Devavad. Now, Karmavad means I can do, then things will happen. It's like a S doing everyday work. Other is called Devavad. I will sleep, everything Krishna will do. Both are not accepted in Vaishnavism. We are not Karmavadi, we are not Devavadi. When we work, we think if we won't work, it won't happen. But when we work, we think if Krishna is not giving blessing, I will not do anything. So we should be fully dependent on Krishna's mercy, but we should have full energy in our activity. Both things has to be simultaneously. And in Ramanuj Sampradaya, there are two types of surrender. One is called Marjar and one is called Murkat. One is like a cat and one is like a monkey. So cat, the kitten is completely dependent upon cat, wherever they take. And monkey, the baby monkey hold on the mother monkey. So it's by her own power. So one is like, by our own power we can become Krishna conscious. Other is everything depend on Krishna. These both, but Gaudiya Vaishnava says no. We have two together. And then they give the example, somebody is fallen in the well. Then somebody from above says, I am putting down the rope, please hold on. So coming rope is a mercy, but you have to hold on. That you have to do also. It's not that everything rope will automatically tie around my waist. It's not going to happen. So we have to do the both things. I mean, Krishna could have finished whole the army of the Kaurava just by his vision that Bhisham Pitamah say, actually Krishna, you have killed by your glance all this army. But Arjuna has used all his power simply to please Krishna. So principle is that we should put our full effort and we should fully depend upon the mercy of Krishna. If we put our full effort then and not depending on mercy, then we become proud. So depend fully on the mercy and work with full strength. That is Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.